You're listening to Extra Innings, presented by Next Level Training Center on the Sports Objective. Join us every Sunday night on Facebook Live and our YouTube channel as we talk East Carolina baseball.
What's up, Pirate Nation? Welcome into the Sports Objective. You're watching and listening to Extra Innings, presented by Next Level Training Center, as we talk East Carolina baseball, as we do every week here on the program. This is going to be an abbreviated edition of the show, as the last few days have been very crazy. Some unorthodox schedules for us on the program, and personally, I've been dealing with some sickness, but I'm now on the mend, and I wanted to take a look back at the week that was for East Carolina baseball, going 4-0 against some tremendous competition. As many of you know, we're often joined by either the play-by-play voice of ECU baseball, Scott Rogers, longtime color analyst, Gary Overton, and sometimes former players are entering into the mix. But due to the timing of this week's show, I'll be flying solo on this abbreviated edition, as we'll be with you for the next 20 to 25 minutes. However, before we dive into what was a 4-0 week for the Pirates, we have a few words about our friends at Next Level Training Center, Trent and Gaynell Britt, tremendous individuals, and they are very blessed to have an excellent staff at Next Level Training Center. For more than a decade now, Next Level Training Center has been Eastern North Carolina's premier baseball and softball training facility. Located at 1750 Wimbledon Drive, which is just off of East Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, check them out today by going to nextleveltc.com. And if you have any questions regarding their rates, lessons, or anything their facility has to offer, give them a call at 252-756-NEXT. Again, that's 252-756-NEXT. Next Level Training Center of Greenville, Eastern North Carolina's premier baseball and softball training facility. We certainly appreciate their support of the program. We appreciate you tuning in as well, whenever and however you're watching or listening, whether it's right now on Facebook or YouTube, archived on either of those platforms, or pretty much anywhere you find podcasts, you can find us by simply searching the Sports Objective. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you tune in. What a tremendous week it was for East Carolina baseball. Again, going 4-0, defeating four different teams, four programs that were all in the NCAA tournament in 2021. And one of the biggest takeaways I had was what head coach Cliff Godwin had to say over the weekend. I believe it was either after Saturday's win over Michigan or Sunday's victory over Maryland that Coach Godwin really reiterated the importance of playing East Carolina baseball, feeling as though his team had done that in their 4-0 week, and even really going back to that 5-0 win over North Carolina the previous Sunday. And, you know, what East Carolina baseball is, you know, being team-centered, being ready to fulfill your role whenever you're called upon in whatever role that may be. So great to see the Pirates playing excellent baseball, and I'm very anxious to see how they do this week going up to Virginia Tech, Radford, before returning home for a three-game set with St. Mary's College that is off to an 11-1 start. But, of course, as I mentioned, the Pirates had wrapped up the previous week with a 5-0 shutout win over a very good North Carolina club. The Tar Heels now 11-1 following a three-game sweep of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers last weekend. And the Pirates were certainly able to carry some of that momentum over into their 4-0 week as they traveled up to Duke on Tuesday afternoon, and the Pirates taking on the Blue Devils. And East Carolina has really dominated this series down through the years. Pirates have now won 21 of the last 22 matchups against Duke, following what was a 12-2 victory at the DBAP on Tuesday. While that final score was extremely lopsided, the game was really anything but. It was 2-2 in the sixth inning when the Pirates took the lead for good when Bryson Worrell tripled home Zach Agnos. Agnos led off the inning with a walk. Bryson Worrell later came around to score on a single by Lane Hoover, and the Pirates took a 4-2 lead that they would not relinquish. That was a big response by ECU because Duke had tied the game at two in the bottom of the fifth on a two-out pinch-hit home run by Chris Davis that came following a hit batter where the Pirates could have been out of the inning. That was one of a few miscues by the Pirates pitching staff, though, because East Carolina pitching was excellent on Tuesday. because ECU hurlers surrendered just two hits in the game. The Pirates, as I mentioned, would carry that 4-2 lead into the eighth inning when they would tack on two runs in the eighth and six in the top of the ninth inning, exploding there in their final at bat to put the game on ice and go on to the 12-2 victory. But back to the pitching performance, East Carolina received an excellent start from Nick Logish. Logish worked four shutout innings during which he did not allow a hit. Ben Terwilliger worked an inning. Josh Groves worked three innings. Danny Beal came on in the ninth to close it out for ECU. But Josh Groves struck out five and allowed just one hit in those three innings of work en route to earning his first victory as a Pirate. The Pirates finished the game with 13 hits. Leadoff man Bryson Worrell was one of four ECU players with multiple hits. The pride of Sims, North Carolina, if you will, went 3-for-5 with the triple while also scoring three runs in the contest. Alec Makarevich had three hits, including a double, and AMAC had four RBIs in the game. Zach Agnos and JJC, Jacob Jenkins-Cowart, the very talented left-handed hitting freshman, Jenkins-Cowart and Zach Agnos finished with two hits apiece. Now, you know, moving on to the Keith LeClaire Classic that transpired last weekend at Clark LeClaire Stadium. It was the 19th annual Keith LeClaire Classic. You had Indiana State, Michigan, and number 21 Maryland in town. The Pirates on Friday, very entertaining, nail-biting game against Indiana State. As I mentioned, the Sycamores were in the NCAA tournament a season ago as part of the Nashville Regional, gave Georgia Tech as well as some others all they wanted there in Nashville. But Indiana State also a solid start this year. Jake Kuchmaner got the starting nod after Garrett Saylor's struggles in his first two starts against Bryant and North Carolina. Kuch did not have his best stuff, quite honestly, but despite that being the case, he still gave the Pirates a chance to win. You know, over three innings, Kuch surrendered three runs, two of which were earned on six hits. He struck out four and did not issue a free pass, which is something that's always nice to be able to say. Carter Spivey, Garrett Saylor, CJ Mayhew, and Skylar Brooks all saw action in relief, while Mayhew earned the win to improve to 2-0 on the season, and Skylar Brooks notched his second save of the season. The Pirates jumped on the Sycamores early as a double by Jacob Jenkins-Cowart and a sack fly by Alec Makarevich made it 2-0 in the first inning. But Indiana State battled back and led the game 3-2 after 3.5 innings. However, ECU immediately responded to tie the game at 3 in the bottom of the fourth. Then in the sixth, the Pirates used RBI bunt singles, that short game that ECU was so well known for and for using so effectively. You know, rose to the surface once again, and the Pirates laid down a couple of tremendous bunts, and those bunts led to East Carolina taking a 5-3 lead that they would not relinquish. The Pirates went on for a 5-4 victory to start the weekend at the Keith LeClaire Classic on a victorious note. Saturday's matchup featured the Pirates squaring off with Michigan. The Wolverines, of course, played for a national championship just a few years ago. Under Eric Backich, the former Pirate third baseman and corner outfielder, as well as Pirate second baseman Nick Schnabel, who coaches third base for the Wolverines. Both of those gentlemen wear number 23 for the Blue. Prior to the game, East Carolina head coach Cliff Godwin presented his, quote, brothers for life with the framed Pirates number 23 jersey, a jersey that the Pirates have worn in the Keith LeClaire Classic each of the last, I guess, three or four seasons now, with that jagged script Pirates look, you know, the gold jersey with the purple sleeves and sharp-looking jersey. And, you know, more importantly, just such a memorable moment over the weekend with Cliff Godwin reuniting with his Pirate brothers, Eric Backich and Nick Schnabel, and just another – you know, representation of the tremendous, long-lasting impact of Coach Keith LeClaire here a couple decades later after they played for 23. Now on to the game itself. The game certainly did not disappoint. And Josh Groves, who earned his first ECU victory on Tuesday with a solid relief outing against the Blue Devils in Durham with those three innings during which he allowed just one hit. Groves was moved into the rotation as expected. Coach Godwin had referenced that in the Duke postgame that Josh, depending on how he felt, would likely be in the rotation, be it on Saturday or Sunday. Ended up obviously being Saturday. And he saw some struggles, quite honestly, early against Michigan. His command was not what it needed to be. And Michigan led off the game with a single, and then Ted Burton deposited Groves' first pitch offering into the left field jungle to make it 2-0. However, East Carolina responded immediately. The Pirates scored 5 runs on 4 hits in their first at-bat of the game. And from there, there was a little offense for several innings as the Pirates took a 5-3 lead into the bottom of the 7th inning and then proceeded to blow the game open, or so you thought, when AMAC and Zach Agnos produced 2-run homers to make it 9-3. Josh Moreland delivered a solo blast in the bottom of the 8th to make it 10-3. And really, you felt like ECU had the game on ice. But that was definitely not the case. There was no quit in Michigan. The Wolverines scored 5 runs on 5 hits, including a grand slam by Tito Flores. And they got the tying run to the plate in the 9th. But fortunately for the Pirates, Nick Logish came on to slam the door and preserve the 10-8 victory. The game featured ECU using 6 relievers, but that was largely due to design rather than a lack of effectiveness. Moving on to Sunday, the final game of the weekend, the Pirates headed to the ballpark seeking their first weekend sweep of the season, and they were able to accomplish just that as they posted a 6-3 victory over number 21, Maryland. The Terrapins were, of course, part of the 2021 Greenville Regional. The Terps took an early 1-0 lead, swinging the bat well against Jake Hunter. But the Pirate pitching staff, they really responded well with some solid damage control, be it Hunter or some of the relievers that were used, and stranded a boatload of Terrapins in scoring position throughout the afternoon. Trailing 1-0 in the 2nd inning, the Pirates tied the game on a safety squeeze bunt by Zach Agnos. Then in the 3rd, East Carolina took a 5-1 lead that they would not relinquish. Bryson Worrell hit a 2-run laser of a home run to right field, and AMAC produced an RBI double down the right field line to plate Lane Hoover. The Terps certainly had their opportunities to chip away at the lead, but were unable to do so as Maryland left the bases loaded in both the 6th and 7th innings after having already done so in the 1st inning. Skylar Brooks and Ryder Giles, they came on to help slam the door. You know, Giles did not start the game due to an ankle injury he had sustained on Saturday evening against Michigan. Giles, however, did not allow a hit while striking out 3 over 2 1/3 innings of shutout relief, an outing that was definitely one of his longest of his Pirate career. As mentioned earlier, so many individuals had an excellent week that it made our job very difficult when it came time to make our decisions on our PGXGloves.com Player of the Week and our PGXGloves.com Pitcher of the Week. Before we announce our winners, we wanted to express our appreciation to former Pirate third baseman Mark Minicazzi. Appreciate Kaz's support of the program, both the extra innings, our weekly baseball recap that you're listening to right now, as well as the Sports Objective in general. Be sure to check out pgxgloves.com when you're in the market for a baseball glove, customized baseball glove. You know, maybe you want, your name, a message, a logo, something of that nature on a baseball glove. pgxgloves.com and Mark Minicazzi can produce that for you. And they also have customized batting gloves, customized wide receiver gloves, and a whole lot more. So be sure to check out pgxgloves.com and order you some of their sharp-looking swag with that sharp-looking pgxgloves.com logo that you see on the screen right now. And, of course, pgxgloves.com is one of our excellent sponsors here at the Sports Objective. Also, be sure to check out our 23 Jungle Tales, our series where we catch up with former East Carolina baseball players and talk about their time in the purple and gold and what they're up to now. Again, pgxgloves.com, a proud supporter of the Sports Objective and Extra Innings. you know, moving back into our weekly recap, taking a look at some of the candidates for the PGXGloves.com Pitcher of the Week and PGXGloves.com Player of the Week. First, let's take a look at the PGXGloves.com Player of the Week. So many options. Zach Agnos had 6 hits on the week, including a home run, drove in 7 runs, had a hit in all 4 games. Lane Hoover had another solid week, 4 hits, some spectacular defense from Hoove, as he was the recipient of the Department of Defense Award presented by Cliff Godwin and the coaching staff. Coach Godwin put that out on social media following the Pirates' 6-3 win over Maryland, a game in which Lane Hoover, in that first inning, had an excellent play where he retreated to his left in the left center field gap, and the left fielder crashed into the wall while taking an extra base hit and potentially a home run away from the Maryland batter. In addition to Hoove, you had freshman Jacob Jenkins-Cowart, the 6'6", left-handed hitting Cowart, went 7 of 17 with a couple of doubles. JJC continues to swing a hot bat, and now he is riding a 5-game hit streak with 4 of those games being 2-hit performances. However, when it came down to it, this week's PGXGloves.com Player of the Week, easy for me to say, is Alek Makarevich. Congrats to AMAC, who went 7 of 16 with a home run, a double, and 9 runs batted in to help propel the Pirates to their impressive 4-0 week against quality competition. As for our PGXGloves.com Pitcher of the Week, likewise, there were several candidates, just like our Player of the Week. You had Ryder Giles, as I mentioned, one of his better relief performances as a Pirate, working 2 1/3 hitless innings of shutout relief, being able to nail down the victory over Maryland. You also had Garrett Saylor, who handled that transition, moving from the Friday night starter role into a bullpen role. Garrett handled that extremely well against Indiana State and Michigan. Saylor worked 3 2/3 innings of shutout relief, during which he allowed just 2 hits and struck out 7. While they were both very deserving, however, we went with Nick Logish. Logish struck out 5 in 4 innings against Duke in that fine midweek performance. And then when the Pirates had already allowed 5 runs in the top of the 9th inning and the game was hanging in the balance, Logish came in to notch that save against Michigan. The Pirates, again, had allowed 5 runs to Michigan. Tying run was at the plate, but Logish came on and was able to seal the deal, allowing the Pirates to even their record at 500 at 5-5 with that 10-8 victory over the Wolverines. Before we wrap up this week's show, let's take a quick look at what awaits the Pirates this week. ECU, now 6-5 overall and riding a 5-game win streak, will be playing their first 5-game week. They'll head to Southwest Virginia on Tuesday afternoon for a matchup with the Virginia Tech Hokies. And then, weather pending, the Pirates will take on Wednesday afternoon there in Radford, Virginia. First pitch is scheduled for 4 p.m. on Tuesday against the Hokies and 3 p.m. against the Highlanders. The Virginia Tech game will be available, as you would guess, on the ACC Network Extra via the ESPN app. And, if you're not able to watch, you can always hear the action described by Scott Rogers via the Pirates Learfield Network, via ecupirates.com, 94.3 The Game, or by simply tuning in by searching East Carolina baseball via the Varsity app on your device. A little on the upcoming opponents: Virginia Tech is 9-1, as the Hokies have produced sweeps of UNC Asheville and Fordham early in the season. And the Hokies also won a midweek game against High Point and took 2 out of 3 from what is always a solid Wright State program. Meanwhile, Radford is 5-7. The Highlanders' most impressive win to date came over Oral Roberts, as they defeated the now 9-2 Golden Eagles on opening weekend down in Mobile, Alabama, in what was the South Alabama Invitational. This weekend, St. Mary's College of the West Coast Conference will come to Clark LeClair Stadium for 3 games on what I would imagine is their spring break. The Gales are off to an 11-1 start, having won four games against UC Davis, four against Northern Colorado, and 3 of 4 against UC Riverside. They will take on a very talented Sacramento State Club on Tuesday before heading to Greenville. Finally, a quick look around the American last weekend and just how AAC teams are playing here early in the season through three weekends. Tulane is off to a 10-2 start as the Green Wave took 2 out of 3 from Mississippi State in New Orleans. The Bulldogs won game one 19-2, but it was Tulane responding with 11-10 and 5-4 victories to take the series. UCF is now 8-3. The Knights dropped, however, 2 out of 3 to Ole Miss over the weekend in Orlando. Houston's off to a 7-4 start as the Cougars took 2 out of 3 from Incarnate Word. Wichita State really struggled to start the season. The Shockers were 0-6, but WSU has now won 5 of its last 6 with a couple wins over Iowa, victories over Pepperdine, Washington State, and Texas A&M. So some quality wins there for Wichita State after an 0-6 start through a couple of weeks. Cincinnati, the Bearcats are 6-4 after winning 3 of 4 against Big Ten foe Northwestern. And Memphis is also 6-4, but the Tigers did drop its series, losing 2 out of 3 to Nicholls State over the weekend. And finally, you have South Florida. The Bulls are 7-4 after going 2-2 last week. The Bulls took 2 out of 3 from Brown after losing a 2-1 pitcher's duel to North Florida during the midweek. That will do it for this abbreviated edition of Extra Innings presented by Next Level Training Center right here on the Sports Objective. Remember to be sure to follow us on social media. We're found at the Sports OBJ on Twitter and TikTok, at the Sports Objective on Instagram. Like and follow our Facebook page. And of course, as always, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, ring that notification bell so anytime we upload new content to YouTube, you are alerted on your device. Also, join the Pirates Cove, our Facebook forum, where Pirate Nation goes to talk East Carolina University athletics. Until we talk to you on Thursday evening following East Carolina basketball's first-round matchup in the AAC tournament down at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth, Texas, we'll join you for Pirate Basketball Overtime. The usual cast of characters, maybe a former player or two like Tony Parham and Neil Punt joining the program to take a look back at what will hopefully be a Pirates win over the Bearcats. You have been listening to the Sports Objective. Take care, everyone, and as always, go Pirates!
That concludes this week's edition of Extra Innings presented by Next Level Training Center on the Sports Objective. Join us next Sunday night. We will once again talk East Carolina Pirate baseball. Be sure to follow the show on social media at the Sports OBJ on Twitter, at the Sports Objective on Instagram. Like and follow our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Listen to the show pretty much anywhere podcasts are found. As always, we appreciate you tuning into the show. Go Pirates!